6. About your job, studies and career.
1. What are your main interests?
A. I'm interested in languages and music.
B. I'm interested in sport, films, plays, computer programming and astronomy. 2. Why are you studying English?
A. I'm studying English because I think English is a nice and useful language. English is spoken all over the world, and if you speak it too, you will be understood everywhere.
B. I am studying English because I want to communicate with people from different parts of the world, and I want to read native writers in the original.
C. I'm studying English because I want to understand English songs.
3. When does a child start school in Hungary?
A. A child starts school at the age of 6 or 7 in Hungary.
4. What languages can you study at school?
A. Generally, you can study German and English. In some schools, you can also study French, Italian, Spanish, or Russian.
5. At what age do school children start studying a foreign language?
A. When a child reaches the age of 8 or 9 and enters the 3rd year of primary school, he or she starts studying a foreign language. Usually, children can choose between German and English. At some schools, they begin to study a foreign language in the 1st year.
6. How many languages do pupils have to study at school?
A. In primary school, they have to study 1 foreign language. In most secondary schools, pupils have to study 2 foreign languages and they usually choose English and German.
7. What types of secondary schools are there in Hungary?
A. Hungarian secondary schools fall into 3 categories: secondary grammar, secondary technical, or vocational schools.
8. How much homework do you usually have?
A. I usually have a lot of homework. I have to study 2 or 3 hours every day.
B. I do not have much homework. I usually have to study 1/2 hour every day. 9. What are your plans for the future?
A. After leaving primary school, I would like to study in a good secondary grammar school. Then I think I would like to go on to a university or college. I love children, so I may want to become a teacher.
10. What would you like to become?
A. I would like to become a beautician.
B. I would like to have my own business. 11. Which are the best paid jobs in Hungary today?
A. I think politicians can earn a lot of money in Hungary today.
12. What is important to you about a job?
A. Good salary, good atmosphere, interesting work, kind colleagues, and good working conditions are the most important.
13. Is it easy to find a job nowadays?
A. I don't think it's easy to find a job in Hungary nowadays. That's why many young people leave the country to work abroad.
14. How can you find a job?
A. You can read about jobs in newspaper advertisements, or you can ask about jobs in job centres.
15. How do you apply for a job?
A. You hand in your application and go to a job interview.
16. Why do people have to work?
A. Everybody has to work because you can't get anything without money. Nobody wants to be unemployed.
17. How many hours a week do Hungarians work?
A. Hungarian people work a lot. Often they have two or three jobs to get the money they need for housing, food, clothes, and entertainment.
18. What is the retirement age in Hungary?
A. The retirement age is 65 in Hungary.
19. What is the difference between jobs and professions?
A. Professions usually need university or college training. These are, for example, professors, teachers, doctors, lawyers, engineers, artists, researchers, and so on.
20. Name some skilled and unskilled jobs.
A. Skilled workers have learnt a trade, such as a car mechanic, computer operator, technician, turner, baker, butcher, beautician, hairdresser, barber, tailor, cook, shop assistant, driver, railway man, painter, glazier, bricklayer, plumber, carpenter, joiner, and so on. Unskilled jobs, such as the job of a factory hand or an office cleaner, do not need special training.